This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
It is going to be hot today. Highs in 95, which means the heat indices, or if you're not fancy, indexes are going to be up around 100-something. So be aware of that. It's the end of July. What are you going to do? But the tropics are quiet, so right now we'll take it. It's going to be a little bit rainier Thursday and Friday like it was last week, so you might want to get ahead of cutting the grass, if and you can. 6 months now, Donald Trump's been in office. Like him or hate him, one thing you do have to say is that he is a master showman. A master promoter, and he has managed to keep himself at the top of the news cycle just about every day, or at least suck most of the oxygen out of the room. Aaron Dusso joins us now, associate professor of political science at Indiana University, Indianapolis. Am I right, Aaron?
Yes, I agree 100%.
And that's what he loves to do, isn't it?
Yeah, I think perhaps more than any president, certainly in the modern era, he loves being the center of attention. I mean, few people wake up every day thinking, I want the entire world looking at me. And I think he does that.
I think he does, too. And sometimes, and look, maybe it's a good thing, maybe it's a bad thing, but I think sometimes that some presidents were just the opposite. They didn't want a lot of attention focused on them, or they wanted to kind of like go about their policies quietly sometimes, if that's what it took. Well, you know, I Googled President Trump's first 6 months in office, and it's amazing how, depending on the news outlet, he's either the most successful president ever or the worst president ever. How do you go about honestly evaluating something like that, or objectively evaluating it?
Well, I mean, objectively evaluating is probably going to take time, right? We have to see what happens. So we have the big bill that just passed. We're not going to really see the results of that for a year or two even. So, I mean, oftentimes we have to look back and then judge, you know, the success or lack of success of a president. Now, getting things passed, passing the big bill by the July 4th deadline, I didn't think it would happen, but they got it done. So that's successful. But by other measures, those, you know, people could complain about the specific things he's doing, and he's losing some support on things like immigration, which historically have been strong points for Republicans.
Why is he losing the support on that?
Well, it's interesting. So some of the deeper dive polling has, you know, people appear to be suggesting that they didn't expect it to be happening like this. So, there was a poll just recently that was put out by a CBS, CNN, YouGov poll that, you know, asked people, is the Trump administration deporting, you know, about the right number of people, more than you expected or less than you expected, and you actually have a majority, 52%, saying that more people than they expected. And over the last month, it's actually people are starting to stop to, you know, believing that he's deporting primarily dangerous criminals. So back in June, 53% of people believe that, whereas now only 44% believe that. So those are signs that Trump, even on what should be his strongest kind of issue, he might, you know, the country might be turning against him.
Does he care about polling, you think, or not?
Oh, I think he follows polling really closely. I don't know that he follows necessarily the specific polling on a specific issue, which, you know, might be the right thing to do. But following his overall approval, I think he follows closely. And right now, his overall approval hasn't been quite affected as much.
Tell me about the economy.
The economy, I mean, So his approval on the economy has also gone down. So, you know, we're looking at early on, he's probably lost over the last month approval on the economy about 2 points. So he's about 14 points underwater when it comes to the economy. Mm-hmm. And so people, again, aren't seeing the effects yet. So maybe some of the tariffs will start having the effects he claims that they'll have. Maybe the big, beautiful bill will start having the effects. People have to actually feel it. And the economy is the one thing that people can kind of feel themselves without it being filtered through some other, you know, political entity.
But will his 38% even care about it or not? Because it seems to me like that 38% that is so deadly loyal to him, they could lose their homes. I'm not trying to insult anybody here. I'm just saying that they're so fiercely dedicated to President Trump. They could lose their homes and jobs and everything else and still blame it on something else and not him.
Right. Yeah, I think there's a base of individuals, and probably right, yeah, about that 38 to 40% that no matter what happens, they won't change. But right now, his approval rating is sitting at probably, depending on exactly where you look, about 44 to 45%. And so, losing that 5% of people who will, change their mind, will, move away from him, that could be deadly to him and the Republican Party when we go into this midterm election. So, going from a 44, 45% approval down to a 38 to 40, that could be the difference in 30 or 40 seats in the House.
I didn't get any Biden text yet, but I did get two Obama texts, which surprised me. Something about Barack Obama, who deported more people, and I did want to ask about that when it comes to the optics of it. I don't know what the numbers show, but Barack Obama did separate families, as did Trump, I guess, or he still is, I guess. Is it all about the optics of it, about, as we said before when we started, about Trump wanting the eyes of the world on him and maybe other presidents operating in quiet or relative quiet?
Right. I think it does. I mean, so public opinion is so much about what you see and what you feel. I mean, most of us aren't going to spend the time digging into deeper, news stories or following things diligently. And so what we're going to get is going to be a feeling. So what are people talking about? What is the general sense of the news? And so certainly Donald Trump's efforts in, pushing, deportations have been heavily public and done in ways that we haven't seen before, particularly with, masked, unidentifiable individuals grabbing people off the street. That's not something that's been in the news before. So that's weird. That's new, right? And that's even going to filter down to the people who don't pay that much attention to politics. And so even if the numbers show that, well, it's not really deporting that many more people than Obama did, it's the optics suggest that, geez, this is happening differently and it's happening a lot more.
Somebody texted in, MAGA is evil fascist. Let me take a break. We'll pick it up. We can back about for the people who thought that President Trump was going to be the ruination of the country, going to be the end of democracy as we know it. Have they changed any? What do the poll numbers show? 620 traffic now, WWL.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
25 and a half, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking to Aaron Dusso, our friend, associate professor of political science at Indiana University, Indianapolis. Professor, when it comes to the president and momentum and midterms coming up, where are the landmines that he has to avoid? I see he's got a thing now that they're proposing Department of Justice to allow, I guess, nonviolent felons to own guns. I don't know how that's going to go with the gun crowd or with I don't think there's anything he could do to affect his 38%. But what about that 38% as it relates to midterm elections?
Right. I mean, so the context for this next election has to always be kept in mind. And that is, you know, so after, you know, last election, no matter if it was the Democrat or Republican who won, I would have predicted that that party was going to lose seats in the midterm, right? Because that's just the way things work in our elections is the sitting president's party tends to lose seats unless they have an approval rating that's in the mid to upper 50s. And so neither candidate was going to be have that come the midterm election. So we would expect that whoever it was is going to lose seats. So I would expect Donald Trump is going to lose seats. And so the question is mitigating that. And so what Trump needs to do is avoid falling further, right? So right now his approval is, you know, his entire first 6 months has been higher, really, than what he was in his first term. His first term tended to hover around 41 to 44%. And he's been higher than that the entire 6 months. So he's been doing well. And so the danger is this last few weeks has shown that he's starting to lose a little bit of that approval. It's starting to dip into that 44 to 43% range. And that's a danger zone because that's going to say people aren't approving what he's doing. And maybe the midterms are even more danger than you might expect.
Well, what do people think about tariffs? Do they have any take on it yet? Or have they really been affected by it yet? Or is that shoe yet to fall?
I mean, I think it's starting to build. I mean, so questions that have been asked on specifically on tariffs, and I always don't necessarily trust these because people don't really have deep understandings of trade and tariffs, show that people disapprove overall of President's handling of that topic. But in the end, what are people really answering in that question? It's just a feeling again. And so what's going to happen is if the predictions that tariffs are going to lead to an increase in inflation and prices, which suggests that this is already starting to happen to a degree, that's going to hurt people because that's what killed the Biden administration.
So at what point does President Trump's iron hand start to rust? And what I mean by that is, you know, Republicans are terrified of him. But at what point, when it comes to their own races and their own polling and what's happening in their district, do they feel emboldened to maybe step away from him a little bit where they wouldn't have before?
I mean, so historically, what would happen is the presidents might recognize that they are dragging their own party down, and they'll essentially say, "You guys go run however you need to run."
Yeah, but
that's not likely to happen with Trump. And so I don't see people really. What's going to happen is people might retire, and we've seen a few of that because they just don't want to fight that fight. But to actually full throated voice against Donald Trump to try and hold on to your seat, I don't think that they're going to do that. There's just too, you know, Trump is just too strong within the Republican Party and the Republican Party base that unless the economy turns so bad that even that 38% somehow starts to crack, I don't think you're going to see any Republicans running against him.
Does he still have the juice to primary those that would oppose him?
I think Republicans believe that. So that threat seems to work. I mean, that keeps people in line, in this vote that was so close on the big bill. I mean, that was one of the key threats that, you know, if you go against us, we're going to primary you. And, you know, at least the people that are going to try and hold those seats believe that. So, who am I to say that they're wrong?
All right. Thank you, sir. I appreciate your time. Aaron Dusso, associate professor of political science at Indiana University, Indianapolis. As we get into the heart of the hurricane season, everybody worries about losing power. Well, WWO wants to help ease your concerns. That's why we teamed up with Craig's Electrical and Generator Service to offer you the chance to win a portable generator. We're talking about a Generac GP6500 portable generator, total value almost $1,000. You go to WWL.com/contest for your chance to win backup power from Craig's Electrical and Generator Service, because when the power goes off, Craig's comes on. And, of course, WWL, Louisiana's official emergency management station. We'll come back. Talk to Mike Dettelier about the Saints. Right now, we pause for WWL First News.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then, their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio?
Try brushing and flossing your teeth.
I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.